so far as making it make him anything. But he still loved his medical books. And this one nephew I told you I had in the beginning. I told you I didn't have but one nephew.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's a doctor in San Antonio, this one nephew. Dr. Robert Haney is his name. He's got some of my father's medical books. And I had another brother-in-law who was a doctor. Dr. A.C. Prinzer was my brother-in-law. And they always said, this Dr. said that my father studied his medical books really more than he himself did study them. He just loved that book. But my father, though, you see, when he gave up and lost his part of his money, he didn't call it always a loss, because he said he gained something in there.
Yes, ma'am.
Going to that medical school. And he came back here and began teaching school. And taught school at South Sulphur. Where that South Sulphur comes in again with the name of that. There are three Sulphurs. There's a South Sulphur, there's a Middle Sulphur, and there's a North Sulphur. There's three creeks that I don't know whether they eventually go together for to reach Sabine or not, but they all eventually go to Sabine. And he taught school at South Sulphur. And you see that clock in there?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. When he was teaching school at South Sulphur, he bought that clock, as I recall it, for $1.
My goodness.
And he wanted to go to his home so bad over the weekends. It had come a big rain. And he let his little pony, I forget now that pony's name, I can't call it this now. He let that pony swim, the pony and he swam the creek, and he held that clock under his arm, going to from his school, you see, on South Sulphur, to his home up here at Scobie, which was good. It's not very far, now it isn't, but it was then. But that's the history of that little clock up there. And all of we children now, and there's seven of us, we all learn to tell time by that clock. And we all learn to tell the directions by that weather vane. Because that weather vane is from the old home, and that fashion on it is a foundation. Is from the walnut that was grown up there close to where those Indians are buried. Now there's a reverend, he's pastor of the Central Christian Church here. He's the one that mounted that for me. And I've got a washboard here. Now you may not want any of this stuff that I'm getting.
Oh, I think it's interesting.
Well, now, I'll show you. This washboard. It's kind of hard to, if I can get to it here.
Can I help you with anything?
Yes, you sure can.
Alright.
I'll tell you. You'll come back again?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you.
Thank you.
You put that down. And I don't know whether you can get it out very good or not.
Just show me where it is and I'll see what
here
I can do.
Here it is. Now listen, it's not just common board. It's mounted in this walnut.
You want me to see if I can get that out?
Well, now we can. Let's see. Let's pull this over this way.
I'll get that.
Well, here. Lift this just out the edge. Now, that's heavy, too. Now, don't carry it beyond the edge of this.
All right.
And then I can leave this.
Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right. Now, pull it.
Pull this back?
Yeah. Now, don't pull it.
Okay.
Push it.
All right.
You know, pulling it tears it apart.
Right.